मतलब नहीं उधर मेरा तो
चेक यू अंदर आवाज से
ओह यस नो प्रॉब्लम फाइव
फाइव
यस
हाइट
यस हाइट नो प्रॉब्लम
नो प्रॉब्लम
नो प्रॉब्लम
बहुत इंदर आते ना
那个就就你们那个就啊下下周时间几点开会
夏天我重新在那个杂物间找了一个然后明天再来
明天给你带过来
明天带
He said he found a new one, you know, it's coming storing room. He found a new one in the storing room. He will bring the new one to tomorrow.
So then, but he checked that, it's quite large, no? He's quite large.
就是你是自己的尺寸检查了没有？就是原来那个旧的尺寸检查了没有？
旧的尺寸是太长了。
就是我说你检查了没有？大概是多长多宽？他问。
那我没量，但是肯定是。张老师肯定是长了。
你
说的那个是大概是四周半，大概。
4.5周长度。
是啊，
长度。So he said he didn't check the old one, but the new one he's going to get the length is 4.5 cubits. That's what he said.
How much?
4.5 cubits. The length, the new one. I mean.
Four.
4.5 cubits.
Four and a half?
Yes.
4.5 cubits.
Yes.
4.5 cubits is not enough because 4.75 the minimum. It's called.
Okay. 4.5 还是有点儿，4.75这个三个
那个。
差不多，差不多，差不
多，那个还是有点儿多。It is very close. No, four and the fifth, you clear the fist.
或者你这样量，就是那个外齿量4周，然后最后一周是用一个拳头这样的。
哦，长度
不是那个，就是4周，然后再加上一周，最后加上这一周是一个拳头。
这是宽度，不是长度。
长度，
这么
长
啊？
不是，这个长度。
这是宽宽吗？
不是，这是宽，这是长。
哦，这是长。
那对，这是长。
长度是多少？
长度不能小于4.75周。
宽
是2.25
Okay, now because this monk is here, being this monk, we can't make checking of the ropes. No? After the class is finished, we can try to finish about probably 9:30. No, don't tell him.
Okay, he can finish after. It's almost finished.
Okay. All right. We can finish. You can start this after 9:30. No.
Okay.
How to wear the rope?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Vishuddhananda. Okay, but other monks have to check again. Punyaratana, Indaratana, and Indasiri. No checking at all. Today I will check. Okay. So 9:30 we can start. No. No, because this monk is here.
那有个人在干活，所以我们的就志愿班儿在开始上衣服，然后我们就志愿班之前，先讲这些内容。
Now regarding the color of the rope, okay. So then, now the Buddha prohibited colors like, for example, black, prohibited. So and then red color, and then it's called yellow. And blue, and any other colors, green, or like pink color, and fancy colors. any other ones called fancy color means very, very some shiny colors or like that. So then a mix of these colors, a mixture of all these. So therefore now...
A mixture of all these colors means?
Mixed color, any of these, yellow, green, and so forth, mixed colors. Mixed colors of this black, yellow, green, what I have already told.
Also this mixing means here it put black, here it put red, here it put the yellow. This is
can be also overlapping colors and so what like that.
Well,
everything is mixed color. You can tell mixed colors. You can just mix together. It can any design.
Okay. Oh, 那个。
然后
They're
asking me for all. I'm telling you, we're going with ropes, no? We're talking about ropes. Sekhya number one, number two. But we're still there. Okay? But I want to, let me see, to show also the colors. How the Buddha explained about the colors, not only about the size of the rope.
因为我那次就是他说这是来自大品的然后因为我现在就讲义然后那个不那个是岁数我不想讲义的尺寸他要讲义的颜色就是那个蓝颜色然后这不是那个这个是大品里面的他说的这种这个叫做重复不可以重谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢
Let's see, there's one high school. Prism, no? Prism.
What is prism?
Is it prism or what? What is the color, the spectrum of the colors?
What? Spectrum?
Singularization.
Prism is some kind of lens. Prism.
It doesn't come.
If you really need this kind of information, I could connect you with Google.
Well, it shows the spectrum, no? Uh-huh. There is a kind of spectrum, okay?
Okay, I
have it here. Okay. Yeah. Show the colors, no?
Uh-huh.
But it's not full-fledged
okay.
Spectrum.
I could
maybe they go as prism.
Yeah,
if you. And I find on the prism, then all the colors are reflected.
Mm-hmm.
The rainbow colors.
Yes, maybe a spectrum.
No? Okay, right. I mean, prism. It goes to a different link. It does not come to the. Prism, no?
Is this something that this is the thing you want? I don't know.
Let me say something like that.
If this is not full enough, then I
catch it. Oh, yes, here reflected. Alright, here full.
Enough?
It comes here.
Spectrum of colors. Okay. I will try to find a more professional scope.
Right. There are nothing more. It is full. This is full-fledged prism.
Full-fledged,
but it doesn't show the colors.
It didn't give us elaboration. So
then now, okay, I just want to show something now.
Okay.
explaining that now according from the now all this this cult is this cult from here towards the left, okay, this is called blue shift, okay, or blue shift. From here towards the red is called red shift, okay. Now our orbs are not towards the blue shift,
okay,
are towards the red shift. But among the red, now orange color is allowed. Orange.
Orange color is allowed.
Orange, yeah, orange color is allowed. And then dark red is also allowed.
Dark red is
it's like dark red and brownish and so on, but not
in the middle.
Strong in the middle. Strong red.
Okay. 郑老师，大家看一下这个颜色光谱。颜色光谱，他说那个这个颜色光谱里边基本上包含所有的颜色。他说这那个在这光谱里边，然后那个我们我分两个半区。然后又那个对你们说这个那个左手这半区叫蓝半区，和右手这半区叫红半区。他说我们加上颜色肯定不能来自于蓝半区，只能来自于红半区。然后在红半区里边呢，这有两个区域是允许的，一个是比较靠近中间，就是靠近黄色这个地方的那个橙色这一部分，还有最右边这一部分，比较暗的这部分。但中间这部分是不允许的，就是最红那部分是不允许的。大家可以理解吗？
那你说靠近黄的不能太红，
不是，你可以靠近黄，也可以靠在最边上，但是不能取最红那块，中间最红这块，
中间不行，
对，
啊，
对，但是也不能在蓝的这一片，
所以 follow extreme colors like black， it's more the more it goes towards the black， black and so what extreme colors， too dark， now for example these robes here。It is almost 90% black.
我这个干啥？
So for now, again, the other extreme is yellow. Okay, two open colors. And two closed colors means two dark colors.
Okay.
Two dark colors, two bright colors. Okay, these are the two extremes. In between and so forth, you have to have either orange color, not yellow. But from the red color, you have to choose only brownish color. This dark red, dark red, okay, dark brown like. But extreme colors, for example, which are almost 90% black, or it is 90% yellow. So then are not allowed. Okay.
他说就是这个地方就是红半区现在颜色应该这样，就是不能选那个太明亮的颜色，比方中间这个黄色，然后也不能选太暗的颜色，比方最边上的黑色，然后呢，然后说比较靠近极端颜色，比方90%黄色，那也是不允许，或者90%黑色，那也是不允许，但是也不能靠近太中间那个红色，这样。就是说那让什么加上允许的颜色，就是比较偏褐的红色，在这个区域，或者说那种接近橙色的黄色，是这两个区域。
就是说
this color okay, this color okay, this color okay, color okay. This goes to extreme.
This and extreme.
Yeah, too blackish.
他说这单这些还都可以，就是这些人还太黑了，大概太黑了。
阳光下
黄。He said because there is no sunlight. If you put this robe under sunlight, it will be fine.
Yes, but even sunlight is old. It is too dark. Children will get scared.
他说你这个加湿器放在阳光下，会吓着小孩。
那怎么办？
I don't know. Formerly now in park center, the park center though.He wore this kind of robe. Like Europe, the Park Sayadaw used to wear this kind of robe.
Now
changed. I don't know what this happened or what. They starting from 2002 or something like 2001, 2002, they're starting getting new robes.
Like
they become more...
Purple.
Not purple. They become too darkish. Almost. They are not here, but let me see, I can show here. Yes, if go to this spectrum is also okay. They go almost here.
They go behind this black line. So they go, it's called two red shift. Red fin is called become always towards black. Okay? So that is also one. Yeah. They become, this becomes like this one. Yeah. This behind this line. Too darkish. So then for now it is, yeah, okay, maybe this okay, because you can see the color now. So then, for now, orange color is also okay, orange color, this, so then, middle is not okay, this is too red, too strong red, and so for now, from the right and from the left, you still have some opportunities to, middle is not okay, but this is another extreme, too darkish.
他说胖像是在2002年以前就是穿这种颜色袈裟的，然后2002年以后不知道什么原因换成比较暗的颜色袈裟，然后他说总而言之在这个光谱，他说那个比较暗的颜色袈裟在这个光谱上看明显，他这个光谱是根据那个波长，就是那个辐射那个红外线的波长来判定的，然后那在这个光谱上能看到比较暗的颜色。他说现在有些人穿袈裟比较暗的颜色，靠近这个位置，然后这条线再往这边就全部都是黑色了，这不是太黑，就已经是黑色了，这个波长在比这个波长还要小的，就完全是黑色了。然后那这就往这个方向的话，开始慢慢变红，然后变黄，最后变蓝。然后我再跟大家重复一遍，就是说这个特别靠黑的这个地方，这特别靠黑的这个地方不允许的，然后这地方特别靠黄的地方不允许的，然后中间这个非常红的这个地方也是不允许的，然后可以允许的是中间这个位置和这个位置，这样。
就是红加黑，红加黄，然后红加黄也得偏点黑。
偏什么？
偏点黑。
不是偏黑，这边已经没有黑了，就是这应该。
就是红加黄和红加黑就两种颜色可以用。
对。
哎，像我这个袈裟，如果重新染的话，可以染成红，就说颜色可以。
So he's asking that is it possible to change the color of his robe through redying something?
Redying?
Yes. No. Is it possible to change the color of his robe?
You can't, because actually these robes come from the shop with artificial dye. Okay, they put artificial dye, chemical dye. And then monks get them, and sometimes even monks they don't give them pandu. They don't use it without pandu. Even if you put pandu, there is no way to change. Pandu has no effect because it's already 90% black. So if you put more 10%, it becomes completely black. So you need only 10% little bit color, and so it becomes more black. So then it is fully black. So for now, there is no way to change this color.
So there is no way to discolor it, you mean?
I don't think any agenda. It will destroy the textile.
Okay.
If you cut some bleaching agents and so forth, which they can destroy the textile also.
他说这个你这个袈裟色可能是在那是商店里边已经人工染好了。
我自己买一个帮你给我染的，他可能就是染的时间太久了，少。
He said it's not dead in the shop. It's dead in Nawina. Alright, let's go. best of Sinhalese monk.
How he made it with artificial dye? How he made it? It was, the original was white. What was the original color?
This one is
white.
Yes.
It was white.
White.
There was a Sinhalese monk who put it this dark.
Yes.
He used this kind of artificial color.
Yes.
Of course, you can't make this so dark. No? With natural color, there is no way to achieve this dark color. It's only artificial color. So therefore now, I don't know if he can reduce the color, but it's difficult. He can try if he like.
他说那个什么，他说你这肯定是人工，就是在农村里染，肯定是人工染的。说自然染是不可能染出你这个颜色。
我是白色的了，
不是我知道，我说就是你白色玩意儿染那个染料肯定化学染料，就不是那种自然染料。他说如果是化学染料的话，那个是没问题，但是染上以后就不容易脱色。然后你要用脱色剂吧，脱色的话你很可能会那个破坏你的袈裟。
当时我心里觉得，我开始的时候我也觉得有点太黑， 所以我也想把它稍微淡
一点。然后他说你要觉得可以做的话，你可以试一试。但是他有点怀疑能不能成功，但是你可以试一试。就是如果你能把那个色稍微变淡一点，你可以试一试。
He's
asking that is this color allowable?
Yeah, these are brownish colors. No, it's no problem. I'm telling you, this is kind of this kind. It is this range. No.
Yes, yes.
They become this range, dark, dark red, brownish. No problem. These colors.
I turn just in color.
Okay. This area and so on. This is not allowed because strong red, pure red, pure. Pure red. This is not pure red. It's mixed with black, little bit blackish. But this here, it is too strong color, too strong black. Okay. So here from the right side also orange. No problem. Original orange. Orange color. Original. As called because natural color you can't get too much. As called this side natural color. Original color this kind of like orange, orange some like dark yellow with dark yellow, becomes like dark yellow.
它这个地方呈的就是自然里边那个橘子颜色，就是所谓的暗黄色，是这样。
橘子颜色是不是那个就是就斯里兰卡城市白城那个？
So he's asking that is the orange color you described here same as the Siam Nikai robe, like the
Siam Nikai is too yellow.
Oh.
It is like this yellow Siam Nikai, this yellow.
Okay.
It didn't. So then too strong yellow. In Thailand they have. Thailand, they have a kind of this is this color. You can show it from the other side. The other side. This color here. This
is Thai forest. No?
Right. Yellowish. This is like dark yellow.
Dark yellow.
It's okay.
This is a robe called the Denia monks. The Denia monks. They're wearing this kind of robes. No, they're all wearing this color.
Yes, because now you see, usually the monks will take leaves from the forest, okay, decaying leaves. Decaying leaves are a brownish color or yellowish color. They mix together and they boil and they take the dye, okay, the natural dye. So you can't, with natural dye, you can't have strong colors. Either it will be dark yellow, brownish, or something like that, orange color, it goes to that shift. So, therefore, this is called cassava chivara. Cassava chivaras. So then, this is what you can get light colors with natural dye. You can't get strong colors. This is not natural. You can't achieve with natural dye this color.
他说本来那个人，人家说这件事情是那个以前那笔枯，然后在森林里边那个树收集那个枯的叶子，然后因为叶子煮出染料，然后煮出染料，他给染出色应该是暗黄色的。然后他说那个袈裟那个词本意就是卡萨瓦这个词本意也是指那种意思。
说的呢。
Have this pen. Okay.
那个，我想问一下长老，如果那个白布，白棉布，就是只用那个潘度染，染完了以后，是不是容易掉色？就是很平时很难用。
So he's asking that. So if he dye his robe only with pandu, but without artificial dye. Then in that case, is it true that the color face will become very easily discolored? Is that true? Easily get discolored?
Discolored?
Yes. If you only use the pandu.
It's not true. It depends how you dyed it. No. Now, in order to dye the robe with natural
반두.
반두. 아시고 you have to bake it in the sun. After you soak, you dyed it. You don't just hang it from the rope to for all the bandu to drop down. You have to put in the sun under the sun to spread it in upon grass or upon sand. So and then upon a rock like that in a clear area, and then you leave it under the sun sunlight. Okay, till that color gets stuck, it gets burnt. So again, you have to dye it. If it is, if it is white cloth, okay, you have to dye it. Again, burn it. Again, three times you do like that. After it sticks, it won't go. So, but if you do the other way around, you just dye it. You hang it from the ropes under the shade, so that it won't stick. It will drop down as well. But I mean, if you wash it, all the color will.
他说如果说你要只用那个喷头染的话，你应该这样染。他说那个，先把白布用喷头那个浸上去，浸上去之后呢，然后把它平铺在一个那个沙地上，或者草地上，或者会有岩石上，然后用阳光把它给晒干，晒干，然后晒干之后，然后这个色就会粘在上面。他说但是你不能像平时他们做的，就是把这个东西染好之后直接在线上一挂。
往线上一挂的话，那个人都都流开了。然后这样这个这染了一次之后，还要那个再或者再放粉，再染一次，再晒干，再染一次晒干。因为做三次以后，他说这个色应该就不容易掉了。
那个是只是用潘度浸泡就可以，还是要用那个煮用潘度水来煮这个假染？因为我们用化学的时候是拿管要死的。 So he's asking that while he's trying to dye his rubber with this pandu, is it necessary to boil this rubber with pandu?
What they do, no, they usually don't boil the rope with pandu, because they do it with artificial dyes.
Yeah.
They do it
with
the rope. This is. It is not necessary. You usually don't do like that. Now, the way the Buddha allowed to do so, it is you have to roll the rope with the, and take the pandu and wet the rope and roll it, again wet it and roll it. There is a way how to do that, okay? You have to fold the rope and so to make it like long strip like that. So, and then you have to wet it with pandu and roll it. Wet it with pandu and roll it. One roll like that again from the back. Again, you have to again start from the other side and wait it and roll it. And then I have to unfold it from inside also, wait it and roll it. If you roll it like that, it will stick. So then, and after you finish that, you put under the sun.
他说如果你是化学染的话那是需要煮的，但是如果只用那个潘度的话，可以不煮。他说就是那个。
其实就是你们那个染完家之后用那个加潘度的方法是一样的，先用那个加点潘度一卷，再加潘度一卷，然后就卷出一面之后，再把另外一面也是这么一加，然后再往那一晒。Okay. Like that. And then again, wait and go like that. If you stick it like that, it will stick. But if you have to put in the sun also. So then, this is a procedure called the Vinaya procedure. There is no reference that you should boil it.
他说是那个绿色里边吸入出去，然后那个他说绿色里边没有说你一定要去煮那个假象。
So then,
对他们这都是这么做对。
So what?
He's asking that here before they go to ordination, they have no. So if they get a white robe, then have a diet with the artificial diet, and then only apply the pandu. This is the procedure here. If they got
white color.
Because they want to make it dark as possible. That is the reason.
Okay.
This is a new policy now. It was not in yoga sansa. Especially after monks started going to Burma, like that. So they do it like that. And as I told you, you can tell him also, Pawak Sayadaw, he used to wear this robe.
You mean this kind of robe is only that with
this type, this color.
This color.
I have photographs of him as well. So, the time he came to Sri Lanka, the time up to 2001, 2002, he was wearing this robe. But after he changed, I don't know, he's starting wearing this more blackish. And then when Sri Lanka monks went to that monastery, they've been told to wear black. And then they brought this tradition here, they want all monks now they want the black.
是这样的，他说现在因为他们现在染颜色染染深一点，然后所以就开始用化学染料，然后那个他说那个他说因为那黑眼很多那个色系染发比过去，因为现在泡，现在泡，然后他们染的比较深，然后色系染发比过去泡了之后呢，然后呢慢慢有这种习惯，那个带到这边来，他说以前这边这他们这边染色染的不是这么深。
Well, this is a new style, new fashion, new fashion. And even young monks, samanenas, maybe they want to have more dark, to look like Sayadaw, to look like Mahathera, like that.
So
he's asking that if the color of the robe is too dark, will he find the dukkha offense or not?
Because there is dukkha offense, because now they are too dark colors, and because they say prokamik to it becomes to kala, it becomes to kala chiva, it means it becomes to the dark, it means it's called black.
这个不是黑色，就是黑色，是吧？我这个不是黑色。你这个接近黑色，反正就是。我现在在考虑，就是说稍微洗淡一点，我就把它重新往上。我接下来全部加上了这个加上。这个也不像黑色。It
is not black.
He asked me to. I mean, if he puts more 10%, a little bit more color, finish, become black. I'm telling you, it's 90% black. This goes to the trench. This goes to the. What is it? Oh, I did it. Sorry. So it becomes. It goes to that trench now. It goes behind that line. It is towards the blackish.
Before he was thinking that after washing his robe is slowly discolored, so it's no problem. Before he thinks like that.
Before
he thinks that, because actually when he's dying, it's a synchronous monk who happens to bear his robe. So when the synchronous monk is dying, he cannot speak with the synchronous monk because of the language barrier. So after that, he thinks, okay, it's too dark. Okay, I will wash it more. So wash it after I wash it several times, the color will become more shadow, something like that. This is what he thinks.
He wants to try that. He wants to try.
Yes.
I'm telling you, but I don't know if the, what kind of chemical it is, because it can destroy the textile. If it is too strong, it can destroy the cotton, the textile means the cloth.
对，但是这样，但我这里的东西嘛，你就查巴黎，没太明白啊，意义，就是因为你查了巴黎之后，你也不知道这个，他也不知道啥事。对。
So then, okay, now regarding. Now, whatever colors the Buddha allowed for robes, allowed also for slippers. Okay. So therefore, now what is if it is something the Buddha prohibited for robes, he prohibited for slippers also. Therefore, now if you wear slippers, you must know that try to make it possible as close to the color of the robe. Okay, allowable robes, robe colors.
然后佛陀还说就是说那个对袈裟来说允许的颜色，也就是对拖鞋允许的颜色。所以说你穿拖鞋时，先让那个拖鞋颜色接近于袈裟的颜色，就是那个接近于袈裟允许的颜色。
I'm telling you because this about colors. There are two items which are related with colors. Okay, when the Buddha speaks about, emphasizes about the color, it is the robes and the slippers. Okay, there are no other items for which he insists that the colors, what colors are allowable, what colors not allowable. Only about these two items, robes and slippers, as called, there are dukkhatas offenses if. On, for example, wears an allowable color.
不是，然后佛陀对于除了衣和拖鞋之外的其他东西都没有限定颜色，只有对于衣和拖鞋，然后那个特别限定颜色。然后如果是你的那个衣和拖鞋，然后用了不如法的颜色，就会犯恶俗。
所以我以前穿黑色拖鞋被他抓了好几次，然后。那就太晚，下一个吧。Hello. Slippers, there are two parts. Okay, this is the sole, the sole, and this is the strip for the fingers to go in. There are two parts. Okay.
嗯，他说拖鞋分为两部分，一个鞋底儿，一个那个鞋垫儿。
What?
Finish. There are two parts: the sole and the strip.
So now. Champaka bhikkhus, you know, okay, Champaka bhikkhus, they started wearing full black sole, okay, or full red, or full yellow, or green, blue, and so what like that, okay? And the Buddha prohibited. In the same way, he prohibited for robes, he prohibited to wear the sole, this kind of colors, okay?
然后那个六千笔库穿的那个，我不应该翻成鞋底，应该是鞋面啊，鞋面，因为不是鞋底，是那个鞋面。然后他说那个六千笔库，穿那个拖鞋鞋面是那个纯黑、纯红、纯黄、纯蓝、纯绿，然后被佛陀给禁止了。
说的呢？
哦，
你
的鞋底肯定是的，好厉害！我的，啊，你肯定是的，兄弟。
No problem.
Again, no problem.
Yeah.
So now, and then the Chabagya figures, they started wearing the strip, black, red, and yellow, and green, and blue, like that. Again, the Buddha prohibited.
然后那个六千笔库，然后被佛陀禁止之后，然后他把那个鞋带儿变成那个纯黑、纯红、纯黄、纯蓝、纯绿的，然后佛陀又把他们给禁止。
So then, therefore now it is dukkha.If the soul is analogous colors, and again is dukkha, if the strip it is analogous colors.
所以说就是不管是你的那个鞋面还是鞋带那个是那个有那个是那个是不允许颜色，然后都是个组。
So therefore, but now if we take the analogous colors, which is like the dark yellow. Dark means orange or something like that, dark orange or brown colors or something like that. Then like the ropes, no? Allow the ropes. And then you have to, slippers should have similar colors. Similar colors like the ropes. Try to, therefore, to take slippers who have similar colors like the rope. And the sole and also the strip.
他说：“他说大家取拖鞋，尽量取和那个脚上颜色比较接近的拖鞋。然后就是说那个不管是鞋面颜色，还是那个鞋带的颜色。”
然后 here, not only now in other places, so monks try to have these colors, like forest monks, okay, brownish colors. Now, for example, if you see Aryatama those days.You will never wear these fancy slippers or like that. You will prefer brownish color slippers. That's called. So then, because he came to know, he was living in Galu, you know, all Galu monks try to have these colors. So then, but now, here now, yeah, they're starting new policy. New policy. And I will tell you what policy is there.
他说很多那个森林派寺庙，不是龙树林，而是其他森林派寺庙。然后他们那个，他们表示那个同一个寺庙里面，他们可能都穿一个颜色拖鞋，然后可能都是那种暗黄色拖鞋。然后他说外大看也是，那是圣王大长老，是圣王大长老也从来不，是圣王大长老从来不穿那些花哨颜色拖鞋。圣王大长老穿的也是那种暗黄色拖鞋。他说现在龙树林现在有个那个新政策。
Like Chabagya Bhikkhus, some monks they think.If we put the white strip here like that, if it is the slipper is black, and you put some white color here, then allowed. Understand?
Understand.
Just dye putting white. Maybe to some thread, for example, white thread. Then becomes allowed.
他说龙树林那个穿那种新政策的原因，他说因为有些笔库像六千笔库一样，就是那个出现和六千笔库类似的想法，就是他们想如果说这个拖鞋虽然大部分都是黑的，但什么鞋带上有什么一点白的，然后写个白字或者系上白带，这个黑色是就是如法了。
说的呢 ，clever 吗？
这个比较聪明的那个。
说的呢，Actually, now in the original story, even Chabagya Bhikkhus, they knew white color is a color of lay people. Okay. They never wear white slippers because they know this is not suitable for monks. Chabagya Bhikkhus knew it, but somehow young monks they don't know even that. White color it is the color of lay people.How the slipper can become white, as called allowable if you put white color?
他说那个，他说其实六千笔库都知道，就是那个白色代表在家居士颜色，所以说其实六千笔库他们都没有穿那个白色拖鞋。 然后现在不知道为什么有些旅客认为那种白色头巾那个是如法。
Who knows? Now some monks, more clever monks, they try to make some black slipper. They put brown color. Like they change from white to brown color. And they now it's out.
然后那儿现在有些人说那些笔孔，然后穿黑头型，然后上面有一点咖啡色，然后就是说这个头型是如法。
So then, this is now, for example, they put the brown color on the slip. But what about the soul? The soul is not brown. They put nothing on the soul. Therefore, for the brown, for the black soul, they fall into dukkha. Maybe here for the slip do not fall into dukkha. But for the soul, they fall into dukkha. Therefore, it seems that these monks never study this rule. They don't know the difference between the soul and the slip.
Okay. 他说即使你在那个鞋带上面，然后涂点咖啡色，然后那个，然后你的鞋带，鞋带是不泛的话，但是你那个鞋底还是黑的。所以说那个即使那个鞋带不泛墨色，那个鞋底还是泛墨色。所以看起来如果说你在鞋带上涂点咖啡色的话，这种想法的人可能都没有学这条经。
Whatever the case is now, there are many tricks now these monks try to use in order to wear analog slippers. So then, therefore now, sometimes you can see this is blue, maybe this is black, and this is blue. They were monk wearing blue slippers, okay? It's called now, this part here may be black, okay? But the other end is blue. So then, anything, the monk will, it's called. But actually, if you see the monk, he is brownish robe. But his slippers are blue. So the question is now, if blue to do like that is allowed, then it should be allowed for the robes also. Can you, for example, wear blue robes and these are small strip black?
然后他说现在有些人那个穿那个蓝色拖鞋，然后在蓝色拖鞋，他可能那个鞋面是蓝，鞋面是蓝色，然后那个鞋侧面呢，他可能是黑色。然后呢，就像那个说，这种东西可能是如法的。然后呢，他说，张老师，如果是这种蓝色拖鞋如法的话，那这个蓝色加上，因为那个你佛陀说那个对加上来说如法颜色，也对拖鞋如法颜色，所以说如果蓝色拖鞋那个蓝色拖鞋如法的话，那么那个蓝色加上也是如法的。然后你可以在上面加几个黑带就可以
了。Oh, if you see sometimes slippers who are lying downstairs, or sometimes in the gate, or sometimes in the seaman in front of the seaman.How many colors? So all are monks color. Rosy color, red color, you have blue, green. How many colors? Sometimes mixed colors, everything as well. Now these monks, as far as I understand, they never start this rule. Okay? So therefore now everyone will take whatever slippers he is available in the store.
所以说大家看那个就是在十大先生本人头型，然后什么颜色的有什么玫瑰色、红色、绿色、蓝色，然后都有。然后说那个之所以会这么一个色呢，可能因为这笔画没有学这条界，然后他没有学这条界，所以说库房里边那个随便选那么喜欢的颜色，然后就拿。
Now and they will tell a different clever thing, other thing they will tell. Oh, the Buddha allowed only for the village not to wear allowable slippers.But inside the forest, we're gonna wear any kind of slipper. They will tell.
然后他们也现在比较聪明的那个介绍，然后他们，然后这，比如说，只有在村落里边你不可以穿这个颜色，然后在森林里边你是可以穿任何一种颜色。
So actually, there is no reference. No reference that they would allow something.
他说佛陀允许这种做法是没有任何出处。
In the same way, he did not allow for the robes inside the monastery to wear any color of robe you like, blue, green, red, rosy colors. He did not allow that. That's called, and in the village you can allow, only in the village you can wear allowable robes. In the same way, he did not allow for the slippers. Inside the monastery you can wear any kind of colors, but outside you can't.
他说佛陀同样也没有说，就比方说在寺院之内，你可以穿任何颜色的袈裟，然后 然后去村落的时候，你才必须穿颜色入法，想想。
So for about drop, looking allowable colors, same also for figures.Difference. What is allowed for the robe inside the monastery, outside the monastery, same with slippers. Inside the monastery, outside the monastery.
所以说那个对袈裟来说，那个如法的颜色，不管是在室内还是在室外，就是也这也同样是对那个脱鞋来说如法的颜色，不管是在室内还是室外。
So then, now in other monasteries, if near in this monastery, now yeah.If Daikas ask Bande, tell us what you need, the monks will tell them, bring this kind of robe, the other robe, robes, they ask for robes, and this color, the other color, and this material, the other material, quality, they will ask all these things. For slippers, never mind. They never, here now, they never tell the Daikas, bring only brown color slippers. Okay. If they tell the Daikas, bring.So therefore now in the storeroom, you have all kinds of fancy colors. Whatever you find in the Colombo beach, the village, all the beach colors, you can find in the storeroom.
然后他说呢，就是说一般来说，各个寺院管库房是这些尊者的。然后居士过来袈裟的时候呢，居士过来袈裟，然后这那个就是那个他们问那个尊者你叫什么样袈裟？然后这管库房的尊者就会说那个，我们需要这种颜色的袈裟。我们像这种材料袈裟，就是他们对袈裟这个颜色的材料很看重。但是如果居士问说那个尊者你需要什么拖鞋时，然后可能这边管上去就不管了，然后随便什么颜色都可以。所以说现在在库房里边，你能找到所有的那个，你能够在科伦坡的海滩上发现的颜色。
So, but now in other monastery schools, the monks will tell, bring out this kind of slippers.Brown slippers or like that, they will specify what slippers. The Daikas go and bring. Therefore, in other monasteries in Toru, you can find suitable colors for monks and suitable slippers and different sizes of the same brown color. So, but here it is a mess. It's a mess. In the storeroom, it's a mess. Everything in slippers are just info, whatever is.For lay people, some designs, for example, different designs, flowers, there are flowers. it's called like women wear some slippers, girls who wear some slippers, you can find this photo. Monks go and take it. Rosy color slippers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it was.
Like school girls wear some slippers. Uh-huh.
他说，然后其他寺庙的那个就是这一派其他寺庙的人，那他们那古刚方人，一般就是那就是供养拖鞋的时候，他们会指明我们需要哪种颜色拖鞋，但是农村里那种他们因为不管，所以说呢，就库房里有什么颜色拖鞋都有，然后不光是什么颜色，然后什么样是花样都有，比方说那个鞋上肯定画朵花。然后写上几个字什么，然后这种甚至是有女人用颜色，比方玫瑰色。然后这种东西，这种东西也有，然后有一些东西看起来像学校里边小女孩穿的一样。
So therefore now, you try to wear this kind of brown slippers or something like that, whatever is here, or dark yellow, dark orange, or this kind, which is somehow you can match with your robes. Okay, don't try to take slippers who have a different color than your robes.For example, blue, green, and red, or something like that, other fancy colors.
所以说，尽量就是在使用拖鞋，尽量使用那种褐色或者暗黄色，然后就是对袈裟来说，如法颜色这种东西，然后不要选选上面蓝色、绿色、红色这样，这其实对袈裟来说不如法颜色拖鞋。
So, If you need such slippers, you can tell the storekeeper to order, because they are ordering so many things. So then, because they offer this clerk, no? He gets invitation from lay people and he goes to the storekeeper monk and asks what the monks need. And the storekeeper tells, keep the whole list, keep bringing this. But slippers never. Therefore, no, if you want to have a specific slipper, you can tell the storekeeper, put in the list this kind of slippers. To order brown slippers, you can select it's called the brand or the company, whatever you want. You can tell him. I need this kind of slippers.
然后我想要什么，我想要什么喝水，这种，这种脱鞋，然后可以跟管库房那个搬运预定。然后罗成就把车给占了，他说这边下面有个进人，然后他实验已经从居室里面得到邀请，就是说对他可以用居室那个过来的钱，然后去买他那个这边那个订购这些东西。然后呢，然后这个这些进人得到邀请之后呢，然后呢他就去跟那个管库房那边说，你们就是那个库房那边需要什么东西。
So then, therefore now you can hear many stories from different minds. They will tell you, no. If they are old slippers, you can use them. If they're black, like they're old, one time used, or monk used in one time, then it become old. Then you can use it. So this is just idle talk, nonsense talk. So every monk, he tells his own opinion. Autonomati. Autonomati will get his own opinions. They have nothing, no any reference to the Pali text like that.
然后他说，如果你在龙树林问一些比库，然后他们穿黑色拖鞋的理由，然后他们可能会说那个，如果是旧拖鞋的话，什么颜色是可以，比方说用了一次了，然后这就变成旧拖鞋了，然后那个什么颜色可以，他说这些说法都只不过是自己的观点，然后没有那个圣典里边的依据。
So sometimes you have the toilets, different color of slippers. So, they will tell, no, for the toilet, no problem, they will tell. It's again autonomous. This looks like if you find all these colors, well, you can find in Colombo Beach all the same colors like slippers, like here in front of the toilet. In front of the same hall, you can find many colors slippers. All dukkhatas, by wearing this kind of slippers, dukkhatas, you must know that, no?
然后穿这些不是法脱鞋，会犯罪，大家不需要知道。我有个加上问题啊，就粪扫衣啊，你给我从那个垃圾堆里捡出来拼起来嘛，这个需要再去染，还是就是拼起来这个颜色乱七八糟就直接穿了？So
he's asking that after he made a pencil curricular rope. Out of all these rocks, is it necessary to dye this robe again, or he can just wear it all this robe because the rocks may be of a different color?
So now, yes, rock robes and so forth, they should be different color, but it should be allowable colors. No problem. Allowable colors, for example, this is be brown. Maybe the other it's called other patch can be light brown. But still allowable, okay? If it is blue, yellow, green, like that, you can't patch together. If it is allowable colors, maybe the intensity of the brown color may be less or more. So then it's no problem. If one wants to balance them, you can redye them with natural dye. and put them in the sun to burn them. So therefore, the difference will be less. But it should be allowable colors.
它这样染了就不算分手衣了吧？算分手衣吗？还算分手衣啊？
So he's asking that after he died, so after he died, this rope is this rope still considered as a pencil cutting material?
Yes, no problem.
是，还是分手衣。对。那你再重大点，什么？就是结论是什么？我没听清。结论是说，就是他把那个碎布，那个都织成分手衣之后。 然后就只要这碎布，它本身都是那个，就都是允许颜色，尽管这个碎布之间那个颜色不同，但是都是允许颜色。然后这种情况下，他可以选择染，也可以选择不染。然后但不，但他即使他染了这个意义，还是分手意义，不是那个其他的意义。翻译。可以问一下，比如说，比如说我们就是新月比库，将来打上一个新月比库，穿那个衣服，如果我们去村里托钵，我们的衣服。 最好是穿成就是比较体面一点的好，还是就是说，有点就是那种污渍啊，或者说那粪扫衣，就是说随便的那种布片拼起来的衣服都无所谓。就说这个咱们榕树林就是在乎那种，就是说非常体面的形象。
Okay, so he's asking that, I suppose a bhikkhu is going to village Pindapat. So is it better for this bhikkhu to wear some rubbed robe or stained robe, or is it better for this bhikkhu to wear a decent robe? This is his question. For lay people, they don't care. Most of the lay people don't care. Okay. So then, therefore, you must not. Take into account how people they think. Okay, especially here in Sri Lanka. So in people are called, they don't mind if people monks and all the patch ropes and so on, because they know this monk they try to he's very few wishes. He doesn't want to have new ropes. They don't mind. Okay, so but in other parts of the world, I don't know. If you go in China, for example, with this kind of ropes, so if they trouble you, then you have to know that the people, they react in some way, negative way, so then maybe you have to adjust yourself.
他说是啊，在寺里边反正据他了解，就是说那这个居士其实不是很管，就是你的那个加上有补丁上没有补丁，即使有补丁上面的完全可以理解你。他说他是那个因为他知道你因为是少欲之徒，就是不会因为衣服刻一点。 然后就换换个心眼，就是有补丁他们也不完全不会介意。所以说你就有补丁上面和没有补丁这都可以。但是这是自己安排，就是其他国家情况他不清楚。比方说你回到中国，如果说你穿有补丁加上带点麻烦的话，那你就要自己调整一下。
So, if there are allowable colors, no problem. But I've seen some monks, very rare can find some like that. Their ropes are like Buddhist flag. Different colors. Blue, yellow, I don't know what kind of pink color, and so on. They put all these mixed colors. These are.
You mean even the patches?
Yeah, patches.
Okay. 他说：“但是就是他那个大补丁上面要注意一定要有乳法印。他说现在有些笔壶下面那个五色佛漆，那个就是上面是什么颜色都有，然后那个红色、蓝色、黄色，然后都有。大补丁的时候尽量使用乳法印色，然后尽量使接近你。”
张老说的是不是那个弥勒长老尼的侍者？
其实那个是个事，因为我据我所知，我不知道为什么有没有被 touch 过，但是同样被 touch
过。哎，我想问一问你，像我汉字啊，要不要紧？
你这是什么时候要不要紧？
就汉字了，要不要紧？这样穿着？
但是我。 先把这问题问完。你就是说，你不管什么时候是吧？有汉字，你说要不要紧啊？
对，要不要紧？
So he's asking that I suppose his robe is partially wet because of the sweat. Partially wet because of the sweat. Is it necessary for him to take some measures to handle with this? To take some measures to handle with this. With a sweat stain, something.Sweating, like now.
Yes. What measures to? I can't say what to take some measures to what to do.
To remove this.
To remove.
Yes. Sweating. You 想把这汗渍去掉对吗？
不是我的意思说，我每天不天热嘛，出汗，这汗渍出来了要不要紧？
要不要紧是什么意思？
就是汗渍出来以后，你是可以继续穿的，还是说必须洗掉才能穿
？Okay. So he's asking that.So after his robe is, has become wet because of this sweat, is it still allowable for him to continue wearing this robe, or he has to wash it again and then wear it? This is the question.
Is it allowed for him to wear as it is?
Yes, as it is. Or he has to wash it and then.
No, any rule like that. You can leave it like that. You will dry.
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
What if it only gets bad smell? If it dries, it does not bad smell. But we usually wash the robe if the robe bad smell. Then we wash it.
Yes.
After you wash, many times you get sweat, but no bad smell.
Yeah.
Maybe after 1 week, 2 weeks, bad smell.
Yeah.
Then we wash.
Okay.
If no smell, no problem.
No problem?
No problem.
But so many bhikkhus told me it's no good for this wear.
No good for what? For what? It will dry. It will dry. After the air, you go to the kuti, put like that, it will dry.
Yeah.
On the rope, you dry.
Yeah.
And then after you smell, no smell.
Yes, I understand.
But after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe,Smell. Because every day sweat, after 1 week, 2 weeks, smell. Then you go and wash. No problem.
Yes.
No problem at all.
这个有没有什么戒律说这个不能穿？
Is there any video rules against this kind of sweat
thing?
No,
you know, nothing.No,
我没办法，每次问那种有
哪个饭店可以跟你们说？
很多饭店跟我说，他好像感觉好像你有点破坏形象的，你怎么老是这种？哎，我没办法，这么看呀。
Become paranoid. Who sweat? Ah, wishing. This is like woman they do like that.
就是这种行为是多疑的行为，然后那是
我我听了，但是现在有很多饭店跟我说，你知道吧？那我没办法，我洗今天洗，第二天穿又。
不是你确定他说那个意思吗？
什么？
你确定他说的是那个意思吗？
是的，他说。
因为我比你还胖，我
跟你说，他没说你是那个，因为有可能机遇没碰到，有些人看看你，要看看了你这个。
我待时间这么长，我觉得不，今天一直没碰到的概率，然后你都说很多次，然后我一次都没说这个。
不是我的意思，是每个人业呀、机缘、巧合。碰不到的
业
的关系，他老是，而且我比较明显嘛，而且冰大班的时候全部露在外面，他老是跟我讲，好几个班内跟我说过，所以我正好问一下班内嘛。但我又不能洗，礼拜天洗。
那我就这样，我建议这样，就是你偷偷用那个吹风机，你像那个谁威瑟那个，他在那儿偷偷。
我跟你说，弄这个东西啊，我不止一块，一大块都是。我弄这个东西，
他就是你这个情况，他实际上他没，你看他经常用吹风机，对不对？他吹风机就是他这一片都是，然后他拿吹风机吹。
还有一简单的办法，拿那个湿毛巾擦一下。
我弄过了，还是有印子的。我这个汗迹很厉害的，还是有印子。
他出汗多吗？
我出汗更多，其实我没人比我出汗多。
为什么？
那我想问一下，
但是你出的汗里面没有一个大概？
如果就是服务的时候沾上了，就是那种
灯油，
那椰子油
啊，
或者说那个肥皂沫啊什么的
啊，
油，比如说我家
酸油的
时候，就容易对出渍
啊，
就容易就沾。
然后你的意思是越正常是不是那个洗牙刷对吧？
不是洗牙刷，就是说如果这种多了以后，它 需要盘动吗？还是啊，如果颜色大体颜色还可以，就继续穿没问题。
So he's asking that for some time, is ruby stained with the coconut oil or foam or oil or from, and it will leave some mark on the rope, no? Even if you wash it, especially oil, even if you wash it, it will leave some mark on the rope. So he's asking that in that case, is it necessary to apply a pandu again to his rope, or if the color didn't get a spot match, then it's not necessary for him to.
It's not necessary. These are just minor things. You should not be particular like lay people do. They want to go, for example, for a party. They have to be very nice, tight, and so forth. Every stain, small stain here on the clothes, little dust, everything should be like going preparing for party like that. Monks should not be like that. Should not have so much concern for the, because their robe got a little stained like that, or the color is gone a little bit. These are not concerned. Main thing that the color is still there, no? Some color is still there, no problem.
他说不用担心，就是这种油导致这种比较小的污渍。他说
这种
He said the stain maybe this size something.
So then, if it is, it looks very ugly and so forth, we can put some color and so forth to put some color there. But if it does, it is not much visible. You can ignore it.
他说如果现在看起来非常丑的话，你可以往上换上那个突然点颜色。但是如果你看起来不是很显眼，你可以直接把它忽略。
就说，即使我们打赏之前也不需要，就是盘度不是必须的，是吗？
对，你如果已经加盘度，但盘度只需要加一次就可以了。
嗯，
对。还有下问题吗？
那个，我想确认一下。拖鞋，那个鞋面可能是浅黄，那个就是深黄色的，然后那个袋儿是什么褐色的，这个算是如法，然后那个鞋面上可能还有一些那个褐色写的文字，但都是如法颜色。
他说法应该是如法，我可以帮你确认一下。
但是鞋其实鞋底面跟地面接触的地方，可以。
It's complicated. I have to explain on how it might work. So, I mean, it's not necessary. Just point. But he's asking that a sole of the slipper is dark yellow. And the strip of the slipper is brown. But the bottom of the slipper is black. The bottom of the slipper is black. Letters on the color of the letters is also brown. In that case, is this several of? This is the question.
Yeah.
So
is
that
this kind of brown? So is dark yellow, strip brown.
什么意思？
The bottom is black, and there are some letters on the sole, which is also brown. This is the question. Is this allowed or not?
找到东西就都分解了。
If it is allowable to wear this kind of robe with letters, if you can wear same design for your robe, then it's allowed. Can you wear this kind of robe yourself? Well, you have to either remove the letters, make it suitable to look suitable for monks. It should be for stramanas, for recluses, which is allowable. It should be simple, not fancy, not with letters, advertisements. So therefore, if you can't do that for your robes, in the same way you can't do it for your slippers. So then put letters on your robe, like for example, what's called brands,
Adidas.
Nike.
Nike.
Or Adidas. Maybe Adidas. In Europe, Adidas. Sometimes if there's some small in the back here, they put some white color and so forth, and they put some small letters to put the company name. If you wear on 2-3 times, it fades away. It goes very quickly. It is not important thing. Because but others who the letters stick don't go. So then you can't wear this kind of thing. Except if you take something and rub them. Rub them away. And clean this letter, remove these letters. Then something like that. Bleach, some bleach, it's called chemical to remove these letters, okay.
他如果写一些厂家的名字的话，然后写厂家的名字，然后那个那个那个厂家名字，然后那个信任写的穿了两三次以后，那个厂家名字也就掉了，啊，这这这这基本上就没什么问题。然后如果但是如果说他是那种不那那个完全那个粘在上面就不掉那种哈，你要拿东西把那个那个擦掉，或者可以用那个漂白液的那个破坏掉，这样就可以了。
就是底是黑的，没事吗？
我已经跟他说了，我问一下。So he's asking that even if the bottom is black, it's okay.
The bottom, because the bottom is not very obvious, not very conspicuous. It is this part which is more conspicuous, the upper part which is more conspicuous. Therefore, if the bottom is black, you hardly can see it. But if the surface is black also, or the blue, yellow, and so forth, then becomes very. Because if the monk walks, you can see only the upper part of the slope. So therefore, that is why actually can be a problem. It's called is dukkha offense by one is it? It's kind of slip.
The upper
sole, if it is
blue
or yellow, like.
它是那个恶作只发生于它的那个鞋面和鞋带儿啊，是那个波波波尔反应，然后鞋底儿什么算？那个侧帘儿。 So he's asking about the edge, this part, edge.
Which part?
Edge, yes. This part, this. No, the edge here. Edge here.
Means, this from the other side. From
here?
This side, it means this lower part.
Yes. This is a strip.
Yeah, this is what I mean now. This is, this was a black, you can hardly notice it.
Okay, this is a.
Hardly notice it. But this part, if it is blue, yellow, and so forth, it is more obvious. It's called because it's a very huge area. Huge area, you can see it.
There is no problem.
就是有些那个拖鞋啊，它是那个两种颜色拼的，比如说那个鞋面跟鞋带是不同的颜色。
但是两种都是软颜色。
对，但是这两种颜色可能差别挺大，因为这东西毕竟是给在家人生产的，可能是为了好看。比如说鞋带是红的，鞋底是黄。都是软颜色，但是它就这样行不行？
So he's asking that so if the color of the strip.And the color of the sole is different. So, for example, the straight color is orange, and the color of the sole is brown. So both colors are lovable, but there's a big contrast. Then in that case, is this slipper is still lovable?
Yeah, it's lovable. You can't avoid. It's not a big deal.
这没问题，还他说这不是什么大事，这还行。So he's asking that is this color allowable for strippers?
So you can ask him, is it allowable for ropes? If yes, then it's allowable for slippers. If no,That means it's not allowable for sleeper.
那是只要对对家上适合，那就对拖鞋适合；对家上不适合，就是对拖鞋不适合。
这回的经验啊。
Therefore, that's why I'm teaching you this rule about ropes, colors of ropes and color of slippers, because they go in hand in hand. They go together. So these two rules have to go together. Because there are no other rules who speak about other items. For example, your bag, that's called, that's called your bag, how, what color it should have, no mention. But your, it's called pencil, your notebook, what color is on, no mention. But about your ball, what color your ball should have, no mention. But about slippers and ropes, these two have to, same colors. You can't have separate colors. I mean, say, what is allowable for ropes is allowed for slippers only.
So when I hear ropes, means the nine kinds of ropes. It's not only the three ropes, no?
No, three ropes.
Oh, only three ropes?
Yes. Now, bedsheet? About three ropes, yes, okay. Bedsheet. What you wear on the body.
Okay.
What you wear on the body.
Okay.
So, three ropes.
Okay.
Now, bedsheet, no problem. Nisidana, no problem, no color. It doesn't say what color.
然后他说那个佛头的那个就是特别的颜色就是这两样东西，一个是你的三衣，一个是你的那个拖鞋，然后其他东西，比方说你的那个笔、本、波，然后那个床单、桌具，这些都是没有指定颜色。It
mentions only about these two things, you know, about three ropes and slippers.
然后在下面只有三衣和拖鞋。
And then we have about the back of a ball. Usually, it makes common sense, sometimes they understand normally, that look, we can't wear a back of the ball which is it's called green, okay? Green color back of the ball. Many monks understand, that is not good, no? It should match the ropes, okay? And they try, most of the monks, they try to have the back of the ball look brownish, which match with the ropes. Okay, like not green color, blue color, like that. They don't get these colors now. So, because they have common sense, they understand. It's not suitable. In the same way, with Nisidana. It's called, most of the monks who make Nisidana, they try to pick cloth which matches with robes. Okay, the brownish color. They don't do green color Nisidana. It looks strange for a monk. Or blue color Nisidana. This is also, this is not Nisidana, but I mean, therefore, many monks they understand this. They don't cut this kind of that. Therefore, with the same way with the slippers, you must know if you wear slippers, you should use your common sense also. So then, try to match with the ropes. With your ropes are brownies or like that, you try also your slippers to be brownies or like that. Match with the ropes. Don't take it's called extreme colors. Do not match with them.
他说就是那个，对于说波带说那个作序来说呢，虽然说你用是是是没他的允许，但是大部分有常识的笔库呢，他还是选就是跟那个经常比较相配颜色，一般来说呢不用那种绿色的波带或者那个绿色的作序，然后所以说对拖鞋来说呢，大家也尽量用自己常识，然后选加上比较搭配的颜色。
比如穿在身上，但不是那个三衣之外的，比如说肩袈裟，比如说那个护膝，比如帽子，比如护臂，比如帽子，包括手套，这一类的东西，用不如法的颜色可以吗？So
he's asking, is it allowable for monks to choose any colors for his asakan, for his kneecap, for his hat, for his glove?
It's not mentioned. Now, according to the Vinaya Pitaka, these items are not mentioned, what color you should have, okay? So, but you have to use your common sense. Don't wear, for example, a cap, which lay people wear, lay people, they're fancy. You look like a layman. then people lose respect. That's what, therefore, don't take these items. In the same way, with even the bag, you carry your items,
You don't use this fancy color bags and so what, like hippies. Hippies use many colors, flowers, and so on. You have to use some common sense and so what, to match your thorough, okay? So don't carry your green color bag, like to put your books. So try to have this monkish, they're called monkish colors. Monkish is called, which suitable for monks. Colors were suitable for monks. Don't try to get colors which are look like layman colors.
这个你问这个问题，就是像你问这种意思，在这里头，这里头没有提到，但是处理这些问题的时候，你应该像自己尝试，然后比方说你戴个花哨帽子，然后这就可能就像就像你看起来就像一个巨石一样，人们可能会失去你的尊敬，然后包也是一样，你不能行那种嬉皮士那种，用那包非常花哨，然后你最好也不要拿个绿色的包装束，然后就是在这些东西选颜色的时候，也尽量选那种适合于那个出家人身份的这种颜色。
哦，对。 包的话，双肩包可不可以背啊？什么？双肩包。
So he's asking, is it lawful for a monk to wear a bag like this kind of bag? I mean, do you know this kind of bag? I mean, it's not.
Ah, like
bag. School bag.
Yes, bag.
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 No.
I've seen some foreigners they do it. Like foreigners?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Some Mahayana monks also do it. Mahayana monks also. Mahayana monks. Some foreigners they do it. It's not, it's called, like you see, because you will learn the other rule of Musan Voto Andaragare. There are these secure rules which show how to enter the village. And so, therefore, now, according to that rules, monks can carry this inside the monastery, but not traveling outside the village. Okay? Because there are secure rules who interfere with this. With the dukkha offense, how to go inside the village and so forth, how to walk, how to do these things. Therefore, to carry these kind of things is not suitable for monks.
What was the
他说的是到村庄里面去不可以，我所说的是就是到飞机场被包，这不就是村庄？是，所以说，暑假不是村庄。Okay, so he's asking, is it lawful for him to wear a backpack to the airport, for example? He also wear this backpack to the airport because he has a lot of luggage, no? So he wants to wear this kind of bag to the airport. Is it lawful? Is it good?
或者可以拿个集装箱，阿峰旅行箱。那if it's not allowable, he will use a suitcase.
他说，他说你这个在外出的时候，应该看起来像个出家人，不是应该看起来像个登山者，然后像攀登珠穆朗玛峰一样。对，但那个他没回答那个这个拉杆箱可不可以用啊？So
suitcase
is
a little. You don't put on your body, you just take a roll, rolling, no problem.
How about the color? Color,
no problem, any color. But don't look like woman color.
White color, I have
rosy color, and white. Flowers, and
no problem, white, whole white. No problem.
收走了，收是走了，不是收走了，是给谁收走？他们是护士的，我执行他们收走了。你们怎么看？大家想问，
什么？
叫我多少钱？
我
这……
你
我
I can proceed with this some rules.
Some rules?
I can do. They have no questions now. So are you going to finish?
Shall we continue the other rules? What time? 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Yes.
对对对，我刚想起来，就关于那个拖鞋那个式样啊，就是那个有一种拖鞋，就是那个上面那个带子啊，是像这个就是人字拖一样，是一条是两条窄窄的带子，但是它在那个脚后跟呢，也是像这个一样是窄窄的带子，但是在脚后跟这儿有一道，它不是说全包住，是一条窄很窄的带子，这个大概这么宽，这行不行？
So he's asking that
for some kind of slippers, there's a kind of a strip here. There's a strip here.
So is this kind of slippers allowed or not?
They're called sandals.
Sandals.
Sandals are called half shoes.
Half shoes.
And according to the Vinavida, they are not allowed.
Not allowed?
Yeah, sandals are not allowed.
紧张的是。
Because they are mentioned, they are different in.Well, the slippers are mentioned, and also other kinds of shoes are mentioned. And only, this is called Upahana. They are called Upahana, but for the sandals they have different name.
Upahana.
Upahana. Therefore, now for sandals, sandals are not allowed.
So this is sandals?
Sandals, they are called sandals. There is different name, I can't remember.
他说那个什么，他说你这种式样，他说在绿色的巴黎叫这个名字，然后就看了，然后他属于凉鞋，然后
这个是凉鞋，
然后说是不允许。
哦，那允许的那个叫什么名字呀？
So he's asking what is the Bali word for slippers?
Yes, Upahana is the Bali word for slippers. Upahana.
But what is
Upahana?
What is the Bali word for sandals?
I can't remember because there are many, many types. They are called, they belong to the category of half shoes.
Okay.
Half shoes.
Okay. 不好意思啊，这个就是拖鞋。他刚刚说这个是拖鞋，然后凉鞋
对，
这个是拖鞋，这个是拖鞋。
哦，这是拖鞋。
这个词是
巴黎语拖鞋。
这个词是拖鞋。然后他说那个凉鞋是不是丝袜了？但是你这个现在是
属于凉
鞋对。
哦，很明白。
哦，脚后跟就算凉鞋。
So then if you get this kind of things, for example, you can remove it. Or if it is, let's see, you go in, it's very rainy, very rainy, you have to go to, it's very sleepy. So if your slippers, for example, they are very loose, and you might slip and fall, you can actually attach from here.A rope from that side, you go to the other side, and you can tie it your heel. Tie your heel with a small rope like that.
This is what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh. He said,他说是这样，他说比方说那个什么呢，就是说那个，你看在这人字拖里边，
是这样的。
他说如果出现遇到一种情况，比方说你在一个非常泥泞的下雨，非常泥泞的道里边走，然后你发现你这道已经松了，
对，
人字道已经松了，然后这个时候你可以在人字道上两个节点上，然后加上一个道，然后那个保护着自己，就是绕过自己脚后跟，然后这种情况是一个选择。
那就是说，只在这种特定情况下允许。当那个道路不泥泞的时候，这后面那根杖就不能再用了，是不是这意思？
So he's asking that after he get out of this muddy road, then has to remove this strip.
Yeah, you can remove it to step on it and what like that. You can.
Apadash
means in the dangerous territory to go. You can do that. Like.
So either he has to remove it or he has to step on it.
Yes, definitely. Or remove it.
就是你要么把它削，要么就是踩那个道。
然后那个，然后还有一个，就是那个鞋从上面看啊，是人字拖是这样啊，两个档。然后像这样的，如果那个档是。
两个横的，
他还是有感觉，就是，这样子。
也必须做这样子。
对，是这样子。
可以。
So even if you can tell me now, if he gets offered slipper sandals, he can actually cut.
cut the, this what's called the hind part and use them as a sieve.
Because
these are not half shoes, as well, because they don't close from behind, no. Now shoes they close from behind, close from everywhere. Sandals, they are called half, as called shoes, because they close from the front, from the back, but they don't close from the left and right side. They are called half shoes. Now shoes they close from every side. So therefore, no, these are not belong to the category of half shoes.
然后这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这儿这
上来换一下，就是你说不生出的会是什么样？
就是五个指指拇头全部露出来。
你上来换，你换一下，我因为我明天说我也不知道你的意思什么。
就这样子呀。
No problem.
哦，
对，因为脚趾头是露出来的。
对，
因为这也是不是他的那个半鞋，他说半鞋关键是后面这个家里的。
哦，后面有这个。
那我这种会都在家人拖鞋。
实际上，运动鞋那个有两个带子的，后面不要。
肯定还得看
鞋尖了。
把那个生鞋，把钱那
个。不行，不行，不行，生鞋不行。这不行，不要问，就那个不行，这
个不行。标准
声音，
感觉我有点
成你
口
干
了。
对，
就是
个男
的。
在后面
包的
肚子。
哦，那这种鞋穿起来舒服多了。我那一定要人字拖了。
OK， 嗯，走，你看见吗？
Yeah, this is also Supadhyayana.
Supadhyayana within the...
Yes, we don't do that. We have to study this rule also, you can see. Mm-hmm. These rules are connected, then I have to show them.
Okay.
We can do it Susanbhuto.
Susanbhuto, okay. 他说那个转法第三条第四条也是需要给大家演示的，所以说我们现在先开始讲那个转法第五条，然后那个善摄护，就是第一品第五条，善摄护。可以念一下那个善摄护这条第五条，中间那个中山法第五条。我忘了，他们几个人，昨天是谁念的，记不起来。对，那是，他随便念对吧？他随便念，是吧？
哦，他随便
对
对
对，应该随便。然后应该随便念一下那个《中阴法》第五条。
嗯，
上手。就是那个端正威仪那个。
端正威仪是吧？
对对对。
二十，我是尊者。
几孤独园就念个几孤独园。
几孤独园，即使立身不住，手足摇动，耳行于俗家间，乃至，我当端正威仪而行，坐于俗家间，应端正威仪行或坐于俗家间，不空净空，摇摆手足耳
行坐于娑迦间者，多闻者，无故意非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，痴狂者，最初之犯者，不犯者。
Finished. So continue with Gavitra. Yeah, Gavitra.
Yeah, you will.
Just two.
在第五。
善摄护，善摄护。
在第五，善摄护，不令手或脚嬉戏善调伏之意。
在第六也是什么？finish。
Okay, now we have this Susanbutu. It's very restrained, no? Without making any jerks, that's called with a hand and with a feet, and walking playfully. These things should be avoided. This is the message of the rule. If one does it out of disrespect, it is dukkata.
他说那个就是善善护意思，就是这个一步多说的，不令手脚息，然后不要以息息方式走路，然后这样。然后他说如果比库以不恭敬的原因，然后没有守护这条戒，然后就犯恶作。
Except if you have Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease.
What? Parkinson's. OK. 然后说除非你是有帕金森综合症。
So then, Gilana, you are sick, then you have no problem. So then, okay. And then next.
Wait.
So he is asking that does this Susanbutu interfere with making phone call?
Phone call? No, because it's not about you want to play around.
Uh-huh.
Except if you play the phone, hello, how are you, and make movements like small children do. It is not Susanbutu, not restraint.
Okay, just to take
phone call. Yeah, no problem. Okay. Restraint.
Yeah,
don't play.
Yes.
Because then what is Killer is play in a playful way. So if you make in a playful way, you are not restrained. But if you don't make in a playful way, restrained.
So he's asking that he has installed some application on his tablet, so that he can look after the galaxies. Galaxies? Does this interfere with this rule? This is the question.
It's at the village. You want to see about the galaxies?
Oh, maybe find the direction.
He wants to find direction, it seems.
Galaxies or satellites? What he means with galaxies, how you can find your direction? In Beijing, you need to look in the galaxies in order to find the road in Beijing?
So maybe he wants to find the potterist.
Huh?
Maybe he wants to find the potterist. The potterist star.
Polar star.
Oh, yes. Potteries in the sky, no? Yeah, he wants to find the potteries in the sky, something like
but
that.
But it's not a galaxy, it is a...
It's a star, yes.
A star, okay.
Yes.
I don't know, but it's called... if you don't do it in a playful way,
uh-huh.
playful way, mm-hmm. is all right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look funny, funny and so what? And what is a polar star? And why running there in the middle of the street? People get shocked. So then he's not restrained.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might hit other people, you never know. So this is a kind of now there are some cities. Some cities they have special pavements for
blind
mobile users, smartphone users.
Yes, yes, yes.
So because the people go like that. The streets, they walk there, all mobile. Young people everywhere like that. And many accidents happen. Many accidents. Car accidents, sometimes you hit another person. So, and therefore now some cities,
in Europe, maybe.
They, I don't know, maybe two or three cities in the world, they put pavements, it's called, which is for only for such people to walk. These people are not allowed, in other parts of the city, if you catch you, if they catch you, how you walk, you have used mobile, the police will stop you. Okay.
他说他说现在实际上已经两三个城市已经专门为这种就是一边一边走路一边看手机，然后设立专用通道，然后你们就是这种人专门走这个通道是可以。但是如果说他没有给你设立专用通道，然后你走在路上一边走路一边看手机的话，可能警察会过来督阻止你，没点什么反正事故。
Because many accidents happen. Many accidents are what sometimes people they hit there is a column. They go gone, boom, and they call up. Then hospital. Do 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 ambulance.
而且他这种人可能一头在看看手机，一头一头就站在一个柱子上，然后就开始就不说了。
So then problems and so in cities now because of this mobile phone. Therefore, no, monks should not behave like that. If you go, for example, in the city, you stop. If you want to see your device, you stop in a corner. Stop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay? Don't go. Stop. Look your device. Look the polar star in the corners of it and find out your direction. Don't do it while walking, okay? So,
so,
在那个俗家间使用，就是户外啊，在俗家间使用那个照相机是不是适当的？手机照相机。So
he's asking that is it allowed to use camera outdoors in the village or in the city something? Camera.
It's like American tourists. Click click click. So then this is also not Sanghudo. It is now, another thing is called here, it does not tell Sanghudo. You must understand, Sanghudo is restrained, but Su Sanghudo is well restrained. Well restrained. Not only restrained, very well restrained. Okay, see, and then interferes with other rule, Okita Chaku. Now, next rule is Okita Chaku. To have look on the ground, don't look up and so forth while walking. Okay? Therefore, have a camera. And so forth is not good, according to the next rule. Okay?
So
your eyes should be in front of you walking. Don't in the camera and beautiful flowers, beautiful girls. No.
他那个，他是这个地方不仅是社会，而且还一定的那个做善社会，所以说他这个地方对社会要求比较高。然后关键是他还有下面那个第七条重要，就是那个眼要垂视。
So if you want to really very important to take a photograph, very important thing, very important thing, okay? You stay in the corner.
Okay.
Stop. Stand. Okay? Stay in the corner, put no me people and so on. Then you take photograph. Finish in a restrained way. Don't run, this way, that way, come. And tell your friends, go front, in front of the and shouting and doing. Okay, restrain. So then, okay, next rule.
下面是第七条。
啊，第七、第八。 尔时几孤独园，其实六群比丘左右顾视而行坐于俗家间，乃至我当以目注视下方而行坐于俗家间，应当学应以目注视下方近前而行坐于俗家间，不恭敬故左右顾视而行坐于俗家间，突寂罗非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，失故者，痴狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。在第七眼垂视，双眼投下后见时，只见前方一恶是吧
？Yes。
前方一恶，的地上部分，假如站在一处而检视象马等危险的情况是可以的，在第八也只是此方式。
Okay, now here the distance a monk should look, it is called yugamatan.
Yugamatan,
which is the extent of a yoke. Okay? Now, farmers for the plowing, farmers when they're plowing, they look like that, no? They hit the animal.
Yes.
Okay? So, therefore now, monk also look this distance. Okay? Don't look like that, like that, like that, and to walk, like we live only.
他说一个农夫在那个在农田里边耕地的事，然后在一边赶着上，然后牛拉着一个饿，然后他说你这个农夫的眼，他应该就是看见面前这个饿死的水的距离，然后这个地方是一个距离，然后不要那个东张西望的这样。
So then, except is there some danger? For example, cars coming. Car, dude. Then you have to.Lift, okay, go aside. So maybe people, children, they run, so they have to lift off. To avoid danger, no problem, you can look. But not for no serious reason. So, if you sometimes traveling by car, because the car is going by speed, no? Speed, then wing, left, and bends, the bends. And you think maybe now, you never know, it might go off the road. Then if you look while sitting inside the car, because it's not a problem. Okay?
然后还有时候比方说你坐汽车，然后那个坐车时候你可能觉得车速很快，有些在拐弯的时候你可能怕他是不是会一下那个飞出去，然后这种情况下你出这种担心，然后往这种车窗外看一下，这是没问题。
Because of the speed, sometimes you don't feel relaxed. You come inside the car, you don't feel relaxed and what and then there is no other option just to look in front. What to do?Not to look yugamatan.
对，他说那个，因为有时候那个在车里边，你的身体姿势受到限制。有时候你如果像真的像这个地方说的，眼垂是一个这样，然后那个回去很不舒服。然后这个时候你可以直接看前方，这是没有问题。
但不能看窗外的风景，倒不能看。
So he's asking that is it love for him to turn his head aside?
to look at the scenery outside the window.
To look at the scenery?
Scenery. Scenery. Scenery outside the window.
So then, this is what actually you have to know, that there is no any danger. In that case, there is no danger. Mm. You want to enjoy something, no? Mm. To enjoy something, that's why you're looking. Therefore, according to this rule, is to cut offense.
你这个不是为了避免任何危险而在想睡着的东西，所以说根据这条条文，所以说，这怎么可能啊？一直看到前面一个人的头，一直看着，不能动的这个头，我自己没事不能动吗？那怎么动？我这样看看风景，再转过来看看，你不这样一直看着风景了，我肯定是哦，看看转回来了。你让我这样一直看，我头也吃不消的呀。
So he said that if his head is always heading towards the front, then his neck will feel strain like that. So he has to move his head.
Then he means you are gilana then in that case. Gilana is sick. You get an ailment. If you pain neck in your neck, okay, you can do it. But no pain, that means no problem.
但是你脖子疼的时候，你可以站着，但是你就是因为你是病者，但是你脖子不疼，不应该这样做。还有一个，眼垂是坐于俗家间，就是我坐下，我头一脚这样看着这里的，不能像站起来站的时候就站在一个地方，座椅肯定是坐在一个地方。这样左看看右看看，这也不行。So
he's talking that while sitting. He must be also put his eye in this way. Or is it allowable for him to?
So he can look, but if it's something, for example, you want to inquire, you want some information. For example, he looks at the airport, okay, he stands at the airport. Okay, you can look, don't look like women, children, and this man. Wow, look. What kind of luggage is carrying? Uh-huh. And this is what nationality is he? Maybe African, maybe no, American, maybe. You try to find out. You look like a layman actually, you don't do anything much.
No. 然后他说如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果你如果
it's called arouse the mindfulness. So then, and behave like monk. So then, you can read something, take something to read, or like that. You have your eyes down. Don't behave like it's called look at the face of the people, and something like that. Oh, what is the cafeteria? What kind of new brand of coffee they have there? Ah, maybe. So you won't go inquire. All these things is about. Like lay people like go for shopping like that. People go for shopping.
So
try to behave like monk, no? Don't behave like layman.
所以要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要
fall into hundreds of dukkhas. Hundreds of dukkhas.
You can do
that.
然后他说那样的话，你会犯上百的那个恶作。上百条。不是上百条。How many kilometers you want to go?
他说你要走几公里，他说你要骑几公里。
So every time you, room, room, look at that, look at that.
So even normal bicycles, even 都一样。
刚才我想问一下，就是比如说我们和那个居士那个一起出去，然后那个居士开车带着你嘛，然后他停在一个超市门口，就是车不是问题，男居士都没问题，然后呢停在超市门口以后，他就跟我讲说孙准啊，那个我想供养您一些那个如法必需品。 然后那个，但是我不知道您需要什么。然后我们呢，我们一起去那个超市，您需要什么呢？我就供养您什么。在这种情况下，比库是不是当就是跟这位男居士一起去那个超市去，在超市里货架上啊，我需要这个，这个可不可以？就是车不车，其实都不重要，就是超市。
So he is asking what if a lay person brings the bhikkhu to a supermarket and inform the bhikkhu. But whatever you want from this supermarket, you can show me and I will buy it for you. So in this case, is it allowable for this bhikkhu roaming around in the shelf supermarket and point, okay, I want this, I want that. Is it allowed?
Because he looks down, he doesn't look up and so on.
Sometimes you have to look up. In the supermarket, you have to look up.
Okay, if you stand, and look up and so on, like that. If you stand up, because of these rules, don't cover the position of standing.
Okay. 他说你可以站在那儿，然后那个走看一看，然后就不要一边走一边那个。这个难度很大的。
You stand, don't walk. While you walk and you move like that, it looks strange, funny. You stand, and then you look, okay, take decision, and again you go. If you walk, you look, you come out.
可以非常。然后他说那个在走路过程中还是要看那个现在一个，但是比方说你要看什么东西，停下来站着，然后就看。
He said, why on the road, for example, if you want to change from one side of the road to another, so then you stand and look, what is the pedestrian, the zebra strip? Zebra strip.
Zebra strips, okay.
So you stand and look, what is that? Oh, you can find, okay. Then you can walk again, it's called down Kausta, is. Then you reach that and you can go.
比方说你需要横山马路的时候，然后你也可以那个就是那个，他就在横山，然后那个斑马线什么地方，然后看到之后呢，然后再走过去，然后再转过头，再看。
哦。
大概什么？
嗯。
他没有想。横山马路的时候，斑马线应该是要。他说他是横山马路之前，他没说横山马路，横山马路之前。
横山马路过去。是可以越多越看。
So he is asking that while he is crossing through this zebra strips, is it allowable for him to look at the traffic? Like
yeah, you can do it because there are dangers. No, sometimes some cars don't come to look. So.
对，这可以，因为这正好有危险，有些车它不知道停，你知道。那我想问个问题，就是我们现在回家的话，就是正常的走，但是有很多人会讥笑你的时候。讥笑你。
对啊，你穿了这个袈裟，有的时候铺个毯子，我回去的时候就很多人说他在拍电影，什么？他说我在拍电影，你说是正常方式走，这也正常的。大部分时候他有的人他也不相信，这个时候怎么会这个样子？天气还这么冷，穿拖鞋，他们反正很多很多畸形的东西，都会有。这个时候你保持正面，就是说你应该什么话也不说呢，还是怎么样？
So he is asking that sometimes if he walks in the monkish way in China, for example, in this Okitachaku way, and he walks very slowly and peacefully like that. So then in that case, some people will mock at him. Will mock at him and say, okay, this man is like an actor. It's called, he's like some kind of character in a film, something like that. These people will laugh and mock it. In that case, and some other people will also say, why this man is wearing slippers? Why he does not wear shoes or half shoes like that? So then, so in that occasion, how should he respond to that?
I don't think people are going to do like that. It can be also monks' fantasies. Fantasies?
Mm-hmm. It's not fantasy. It is common because in some places in China, Theravada monk is rare. So because of that, it's something new.
I don't know how many people can do that. Maybe silly people, they can. Sometimes silly people come in. No? Silly people. You must not take notice of them. Silly people around. They try to find all kinds of. They have nothing else to be busy with. They try to find how that person wearing his clothes and so on. So then, you can ignore them. You know, you have to practice and so on. But you have to practice. You can't even in same time in singleness as well. There are silly people. They stop you in the road. Oh, why you are walking barefoot, for example? Now, monks are walking barefoot in the village. They ask you, how about you are going barefoot? You forgot your slippers? So you don't need to reply to them. I go, therefore now it is not only in China, but even in Sri Lanka, I mean, there are people like that. But then, because one silly person would approach you and talk to you like that, that means all Chinese do like that, it's no way.
他说他是中国也不是所有人这样的，他说一部分愚蠢的人，他说他是这样，他说他是你不应该因为这这这这部分愚蠢的人就是这种行为就改变自己的性质。他说他就这种人就是就完全可以支持不理，然后那个做自己该做的事情。他说甚至不仅在中国，然后在西南海你会遇到同样的情况，有时候你那吃了脚，因为你那时候今天是吃脚，有时候你吃点葱姜走，有时候可能村里边突然跳出一个蠢人。
没有，
这种愚蠢人，你可以完全不回答，直接不理他，这走就可以。
反正我们
回
中国的时候，
你
不习惯在
马路
上走路，尽量不要出。
但还有你有问题，没有。但有其他问题吗？张老师，下面开始。教大家怎么穿衣。
昨天是就是穿袈裟，穿什么？
昨天他挨个检查那个什么，穿下裙儿应该是。昨天只穿下裙是吧？
对。
昨天只穿下裙。
他教了一个那个干活穿的嘛。
这干活这欧干活怎么穿？
你看我这
样。你没有白露想啊？这个不能白，这个不可能。这个。
当然不会白。
你要回去，去冬天去北京的话，有很多人。
干嘛回去？
Now to check Punyaratana, you have to check again. Yesterday you have to try one more, no? You come. So then,
sure.
下一。
对，张老师，你还要再检查一遍，他就不行了。
你干活的袈裟穿下去怎么穿？这袈裟可以这样穿？他说不可以吧？
没关系，然后翻过去，翻过去后。 说三个佛这个量太高了，不高的，三个五佛关键在左手，这样会做。
好像没说每走一步恶作，只是说做这件事儿本身就是恶作。
对，
你穿这个鞋就是恶作。
对，
有几个恶作好像是没有提到，
没有提到，就是一个了。
那我也他也没说就是一个，他就是说恶作，有可能你
得看著书。这种情况，如果具体怎么进行一个事儿，得看著书，得看你不大品，然后把大品著书点出来看一下。
哎，对，我也觉得奇怪，在法座的时候他会贴一张纸条出来说供养物品的一个须知嘛。颜色啊，还有那种
你们供养物品，其实还有颜色限制。
有啊，就佛陀所说的几个规定的颜色列出来给居士看，居士就知道我要供几个这个东西颜色。法座全是这样的。
不夺着这色这相的着者。
对，但是他是走一步那什么问题，看著书，那只能看著书，
没写，
就是穿。
着者。
库房放笔那儿有记录。
我之前有个描述，我也可以把那个笔给蹭掉了，但现在磨掉一半了。
哦，
就是这个事儿。
我问你，如果按照这边放的话，应该
真不行。
我现在成交什么？我要注意一些，我就下次就出票了。
这
边
我让他填，填地方，来基本的钱是不是？
他们不知道，咱们是
袈裟穿好，只能站着，你走走动动，马上就变掉了味道。
没那么严重吧？
那我跟当地说，他不穿很好吧？穿好走走动动就变掉。
我也变，大概还有十五分钟，至少能吃十五分钟。
十五分钟。
对。因为像你这本地人，他们吃吃饭，可能吃完饭，他吃个饭可能二十分钟，吃完饭以后他们还得那个什么。
袈裟你穿的越松，它越变化，不会形变。你穿的太紧，它有的地方一动就会松开了。但是穿的很松的时候，袈裟很多地方都是能摩擦上。我像这种教室长期不长的是不是基本上都不会。还有个教室你这边往里进它教室变得
其实上面不会变的，变来变去就是这个长度，一掉下去你就要重新穿了，一掉下去就要重新穿了。昨天学过袈裟掉到脚踝这里就半截了，就要重新穿了。像这种你从照办走到那里基本上七十一毫波就变掉了，没办法。
对，你可以跟师姐就像照穿下去，等他们老人在自己上面弄一个新
的，
或者你在旁边看一看。